Snoop Dogg was in on the murder of Tupac. It's breaking news. If you haven't heard, Suge Knight is called from prison, and I'm going to play it. But Snoop Dogg allegedly was a part of the conspiracy to kill Tupac. This is interesting. Damn, Diddy.
In the streets, any given day, anything can happen. God is forgiven, but the streets are not. So a lot of people are more safer in prison than they are in the streets. So that's going to be more justice in prison than the streets. And, you know, I had guys as real tight from school time and other places. A lot of people said some things about costing their freedom, and they all know what it is. Was on his head. But for us, the Puffy situation.
Some even speculated Combs was involved in Tupac's death. He denies that.
You know, I really, really, really gotta have a real conversation with Snoop. And I know I got a bro named Honey. He said, you can talk to Mike. It's like Mike's show. He said, Snoop is a prop, basically. That's some other shit. People are gonna have a conversation with him about it. Yet. I've been doing that young dude a long time. He ain't young no more, but I've been doing it since he's a young man. And I did everything in my power to make sure he kept his freedom.
Murder was the case that they gave me. I'm innocent.
For almost 2 years, Snoop has been out on a million.
So this is so interesting. This is breaking news. And I won't be surprised if they do try to suppress this, because Snoop is the whore of the hip-hop industry. He's whored himself about. Apparently, perhaps he's brokered a deal for the life of Tupac. We're going to start finding some of this stuff out. But it looks like Snoop Dogg and Puff Daddy was in on a conspiracy to take out Tupac. This is crazy. So if you haven't heard the video, I'm going to play a clip of it, but this is Suge Knight calling in from jail talking about Snoop Dogg and his involvement with the murder of Tupac. And he basically explained that on the night that Tupac was killed, Snoop Dogg had a walkie-talkie in the back seat of a Rolls Royce, and he was getting updates and intel on the hit on Tupac. This is amazing. And apparently him and Jay's and Sean Puffy Combs, with some help from the others, I'm sure, pulled off this hit. So this is just really interesting. We're watching the fall of Diddy. It's happening. But I just want to play this. Let me just bring this back a bit.
God is forgiven, but the streets are not. So a lot of people are more safer in prison than they are on the streets. So that's going to be more justice in prison than the streets. And, you know, I had guys as real tight from school time and other places. A lot of people said some things about the cost of their freedom. And they all know what it is. It was on his head. But for us, the Puffy situation.
Some even speculated Combs was involved in Tupac's death. He denies that.
You know, I really, really, really gotta have a real conversation with Snoop. And I know I got a bro named Heine. He said, you can talk with Mike. It's like Mike's show. He said, Snoop is a prop. They speak. That's another shit. I gotta have a conversation with him about it. Yet. I've been doing that young dude a long time. He ain't young no more, but I've been doing it since he was a young man. And I did everything in my power to make sure he kept his freedom.
Murder was the case that they gave me. I'm innocent.
For almost 2 years, Snoop has been out on $1 million bail paid by death.
You know what's crazy? You know, it's crazy how they use the media to smear Suge Knight, and they use Suge Knight's image as being like this kind of hip hop bully. And they use that to kind of like basically frame him with the murder of Tupac that he was somehow responsible for. And they used that and they took some deals from him on the back end, some industry murderous industry crap. That's what they do, these executives. And behind the scenes, behind the Crips and Diddy and Snoop and all of these guys that was used to do the hit was the record label executives. He talks about it. Interscope and Universal, just like Cohen and all these guys from record labels, they be using these rappers and these gang members to commit these hits against rappers, and then they stay unseen. But listen to this. This is so crazy. This is so crazy.
I knew that I did everything right by him by putting all eyes on me, speaking about him and being real with him. And if it's true, what they say.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
Face to face is going to be a lot less fighting to do. You know? Because number one, did a thing where he was on the talking with other shit they were doing out there, and he said that Snoop had a radio. He was at Snoop House when this shit happened.
I heard a horn, bing, 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 honking in front of my house. I looked out the house, and Snoop was outside in a white motherfucking Rolls Royce. Then he had this the Nextel back there. Remember the motherfucker?
Yeah. Yo, listen to what he says. Yo, Suge Knight is so brilliant. He cracked the whole case. Suge Knight just gave up. He about to give up the one of the biggest industry secrets ever. Right here. He explained that at the same time when Tupac was being murdered, that Snoop Dogg had a walkie-talkie and they were giving him updates. And that from the walkie-talkie, he could hear the shots going off. This is some deep stuff, man. All right, I'm going to just let it play. But you got, I just want you to know what you're listening to. So this is Warren G. talking about what happened on the night Tupac was murdered.
Warren did a thing where he was on a talking with all this shit they be doing out there, and he said that Snoop had a radio. He was at Snoop House when this shit happened.
I heard a horn, bing, 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 honking in front of my house. I looked out the house, and Snoop was outside in a white motherfucking Rolls Royce. Then he had this the Nextel back then. Remember the motherfucker?
Yeah.
He had the motherfucker could go that whatever it was hitting him all the way from what was going on from Vegas. And then he started getting calls and shit, and they was telling him that Tupac got shot and da 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 da.
Only way you have a radio, if you was at the fight with us and you have a security detail. I did not have a security detail. What are you doing with the radio? Two, we always go to the fight together. We always go to the club together. You don't need that half-ass watered-down movie on Pop. And he said, you gonna be at the fight? And all that type of shit. So then all of a sudden, Warren said, I'm gonna stay with her. He listened to the radio. And they hear the gunshots. And basically somebody told them we got them or they got shot or all this shit. So how would you know that? Why would you have a play-by-play on the radio?
I kicked everybody out. Get the fuck out of here, everybody. Get out of here, man. And he took off. That's when he went to Vegas to go see him. And that's when he went out there when he went to the hospital. But if I wouldn't have talked to him.
You don't even realize what he did. He don't even realize that he told him how they did it. That's crazy. Isn't that crazy? Snoop Dogg. the fakest friend, always on these interviews talking about Tupac. And he's key the one that murdered him. Crazy. That's crazy.
And got him to come over to my house, he probably would have been right there in the car with them.
He said school kicked him out, and he came to the hospital. Smoot never came to the hospital, period. And Dash is on some other shit. I really ain't bringing up Dash because I take mental health.
So that's another thing, too, is that Snoop lied about going to see Tupac after he died. He went on a whole media run talking about he talked to Afeni Shakur, that she said, my son loved you. He made up a whole... He thought they were done with Suge Knight, man. Suge Knight is back. Suge Knight, and that's why they threw him in prison, man. He knew the secret. That's deep, man. Isn't that crazy?
Serious, man. I mean, you got mental problems, but Dash was on a situation saying that Snoop told him they can't go to the fight, can't go to the club, can't go to Vegas. It's going to fuck shit up because something going to happen, basically.
Were you in Vegas?
No, we heard about it because they was trying to get us to go to Vegas. And we was like, dog pound, we was really on our fuck Death Row shit, really. You know what I'm saying? We was already saying fuck Death Row.
Dad was like, no, I'm not going to that shit. You want to roll with them? You going? It's going to be all the blood.
See, this is something else that they're not talking about. Basically, they was beefing with Tupac and them. There was a silent beef, even though everybody knew it was the East Coast, West Coast beef. But Tupac had beef with Snoop and them in L.A. They had beef with them, and Snoop ordered that hit, him and Diddy. I think Diddy put up the money. And Snoop got the gang members from L.A.
And blah, 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 and none of the homies are going to be there. And I was like, dang, I didn't really think of it like that. I don't really feel uncomfortable. But now that you're saying like that, he's like, Snoop ain't going. Like, why would you want to roll? Why, we don't roll like that. You roll with Death Row when the homies roll. And I was like, you're right. So I ran back over there and I told Pac, like, Pac, I probably ain't going to be able to roll.
All right, that's one thing. Then Dad asked to an interview. And you know, Pac being Pac, Pac was a real, real, real good motherfucker about getting everybody involved. So he seen Badass told the story. He said, Dad, what you doing? He said, well, they ain't put me on that. He said, come on, I'll put you on the song. So he put Badass on, smoking on one of the songs, who threw Badass up.
In my life been falling, I hear the pentagram be calling. In my life been falling, I hear the Lord Jesus calling.
Y'all, Pac put him on the song. Pac said, man, I'm not you. I'm you can go to the fight with me. So Pac was like, you can go to the fight with me at the fight. You going to the club. He said that Dash told him, well, you can't go. Something's going to happen. Basically, Pac or me, whoever.
Listen to this. Tupac, Snoop Dogg, and these cats been on the record saying this for a couple of years, that the reason they didn't go to Vegas because something was going to happen in Vegas, and they knew it. That's because he was a part of the plan. Ain't that crazy? You got to think about Snoop Dogg. Yo, that's crazy. That's crazy.
So
I ran back over there and I told Pac, like, Pac, I probably ain't gonna be able to roll. And he was like, that's what's up. He was like, well, you know, well, I'll catch you, you know, when I come back and blah, blah, blah. And we chopped it up. And that was the last time I ever talked to him. Like, after when he got ready to leave, like, we said our goodbyes. And that was the last time I ever seen him or talked to him in life.
Yeah, if all these people knew what was going on in the situation, nobody never commented to tell anybody that. So you're part of it. You're part of that snake. You know what happened to the snake.
Now, he said something that was interesting. He said, if you're part of that snake, what does he mean? Now, he going to talk about the secret societies. He going to talk about you was a part of that secret group. You're part of that snake. And that's what Diddy and guys like Snoop did behind the scenes. That's why they're getting all them. They get all them checks. But I believe Diddy's being betrayed by the devil now. It's interesting. You go from offering sacrifices to becoming one. So what do you guys think about this? Is this crazy or what? Are you as shocked as I am that all this is coming out? You know this couldn't have happened 10 years ago. You know this, right? It wouldn't have made it this far. The power, they had too much power. They had too much power. Isn't this crazy? Snoop Doggy Dogg had Tupac killed. Isn't that some crazy? Damn. That's some wicked stuff. That's wicked. And you know what it make me think about? I'm going to say it. It make me think about, did Snoop Dogg have something to do with Nipsey Hussle? Because you know, Snoop was real. He kept Nipsey Hussle real close. And Nipsey Hussle rejected a contract, a deal from Snoop Dogg. They wanted Nipsey Hussle to play Snoop Dogg, and Nipsey Hussle said, no, I don't want to play Snoop Dogg. I don't want to play him in the movie N.W.A. I don't want to play Snoop Dogg. And then shortly after that, it's interesting. Yeah. This is gonna be real game changer. I think they're coming after Diddy, man. I think they're coming after Diddy. It's gonna be very hard for them to not take some of this stuff into consideration. And you know the case about Cassie? Do you know how many people are gonna come behind this? I just want you to understand, do you know how many people that Diddy has abused? Do you know how many people are not here because of Diddy? And people know it. Her getting that $30 million is going to have people are going to be coming out of the woodworks. That's a sick dude, man. Dude got a lot of blood on his hands, man. That is going to be crazy. Snoop Doggy Dogg. You got to keep in mind, this is Suge Knight. A man with nothing to lose, serving 28 years. And basically, they put him in prison to silence him. He break the whole thing down and play the rest of it, but he breaks the whole thing down. They were all working backdoor deals. And the labels was involved. This stuff gets deep, man. This stuff is so wild, man. I can't believe this. Snoop Dogg. That's a fake ass dude, yo. You got to think about how fake of a lizard you got to be to make up a story. Yo, go back and watch the video when Snoop Dogg talk about when Tupac died. How he went to the hospital when he saw his mother, and his mother was crying, and she held me and she said, my son loved you. And then Tupac said this, and then she said that, and then that's when we had to go. He made it all up. He just made it all up. That never happened. Suge Knight is telling us, he said nobody never went to the hospital. It never happened. He made up a whole story and did an interview. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. I pray that they protect Suge Knight. I hope he finds protection. But this is going to rock the music industry, because Diddy is going down, I'm telling you. And these are just the warning signs. The Lord's not done with him yet. The Lord's not done wringing him out like a rag. Yeah, full measure of God's wrath coming right at you. Yep. Anyway, let me play some more of this.
So the other situation is that even after this shit, a motherfucker was with TPD, pointing TPD and everybody else, and everybody know this, street know this, I was locked up. But Snoop, Daz, and the rest of them, they did a song with one of the niggas from that side who was in the car. If that's Lil' Uzi Pop, shit. Motherfuckers don't need that type of nobody.
Who was it?
And that's like the shit.
Who did you do the song with?
What you mean, who was it? Who did the compilation? The person did the compilation with that nigga Dre, or whatever his name is. Well, you know, he ain't here, but that's that. But like I said before, if TVD tells the truth, all the other shit makes sense. What is the problem? And then when you even look at the other situation, why would Frank make up a lie and say, well, we're going to MGM, Orlando, tried to take Pac's chain. He said that to the police. And then I heard he went to the grand jury and changed and said he lied. He said a security person told him to lie. Why? Why would people turn around and say that my 2 or 3 year old daughter, she probably been 3 at the time, was basically going to be with me at the fight, at the club, and go ride the wave on this that I bought, and somebody else said they bought them too. I don't buy shit with nobody but myself. Security don't buy shit with me. And that's a lie. So when you look at all these things and you look at all these people who do these other interviews and they shoot themselves in the foot, they can't go back and erase it. So when you look at all those facts and you turn around and say, why is all these different stories about one incident? But the thing about it is like this. In the 30 years, this incident, they use this incident against me to try to run me. So what I mean by that, they put the narrative out there that I had Pac killed. Even though I got a bullet inch in my skull still today. Narrative out there was a lie saying Baby Lane shot him, which he wasn't a shooter. Then they put it out there where it cost me $200 million on one deal, another $100 million on another deal. And what I mean by that, what I did for MCA before they was Universal and Universal, all that stuff, I run billions of dollars to these people. They turned around. Pac started off a hemoscope. They turn around and use the media to beat me out of my bread.
This call and your telephone number will be marked.
That's some wild. You don't realize what he's doing. He calling out Universal. $200 million deal. Suge Knight had on the table. Listen, Puffy, Snoop, neither one of you got real talent. We can make you big forever, man. You just make it go away. Boy, this is the beginning. Beginning of the fall.
Monitored and recorded.
Talking about my copy and my freedom. And what I mean by that, the first time I went to court, they sent me to prison. The whole thing was Tupac is everybody's favorite rapper, which is true. He in the car with me, and I had him killed.
Suspects or motive in the murder of rapper and actor Tupac Shakur.
So that gives them the reason that railroad me and sent me to prison, and nobody said nothing about it. This case I'm in here for now, the first thing the DA said was Tupac, and asked the judge, anybody, do you know Tupac? Who don't know Tupac? They said, yeah. Well, Tupac was in the car with him, he ended up dead, like I had something to do with it. So they justified him to overlook the fact that.
Listen to this shit. Oh, shit. Listen to this shit. This is some deep shit. He said that they said that at court. He said that the judge or the prosecutor said to the jury or whoever, do you know who Tupac is? He said, yeah. And all these people say, yeah, that's my favorite rapper or whatever. He said, yeah. He was in the car the day that Tupac was killed. Trying to infer that he had something to do. That's deep. And then they made Suge Knight the supervillain of the music industry. And they made Puff Daddy and Snoop Doggy Dogg the darlings of the hip hop industry. And every time you turn around, Snoop Dogg is in another commercial and all because of his sacrifice. His blood sacrifice. That's some crazy shit. That's basically what he's telling you right there. And the whole time, and it's crazy because now we are people out there owe Suge Knight an apology. I'm not saying the perfect dude, but a lot of the stuff he was accused of, he didn't do. They accused him of killing that dude. They said that he ran him over with his Jeep. That dude was coming to kill him. He was running for his life. And they charged him with a manslaughter or second degree murder or some crazy shit. That's crazy. That's crazy. Listen, man. Listen, God is doing his thing. He ain't stopping. You know, this is the time. This is the time, and this is crazy. A lot of people, yo, Diddy's going down. Down goes Diddy. He done people so bad. Do y'all remember when he had what's that TV show that he had when all of the artists was coming to Daddy's house in New York? His the name of his studio, Daddy's House. Creepy, but anyway, what was the name of that show? Making the Band. Remember that? Making the Band. And he was such an arrogant fucker, just an arrogant little fucker, you know. And he used to make people run and go and get him like they were peasants, you know, having them run and walk miles and miles to get him a slice of cake, go down here and get on the train and, you know, and come back and bring me a slice of cake. That's crazy. Anyway, let me put this back on. But this is some wild shit. This is some crazy shit. Do you understand what this means? God is going to cleanse the earth of these evil lizards. This is great. Snoop Doggy Dogg. Yo, and then when, you know, I knew he was in.
I'm Dave Mays.
Yo, Snoop Dogg is a lizard, right? Hold on.
Manager. Trey, this is manager. It's the one going to send the money for a gun he wants. I gave him the business manager number. The guy calls the business manager. The business manager wires the money for Dre some guns to the guy who was getting the guns. A year or two later, on my birthday, they arrested me. The feds. I go to court. David Kidder come see me. He shows me that, hey, I can get out, but Trey gonna do the time. Because his business matters to one simply guy the money. He can do the time. He wired hours and kids behind the shit. I said, fuck it. Could you get him probation? David Kidder said, probably not. He said, maybe. I said, tell you what. Either try to get me probation or I got to do a year or two. These motherfuckers better be in the studio working. So I got David Chasnos out of Las Vegas that represented me also, because that's where it was from. And I got probation, which I ended up doing time for that. Had nothing to do with me. So I don't regret doing anything for people you fuck with, because that's what you're supposed to do. And so when it came to getting Pac out of prison, only person made it happen and let me know to get Pac out of prison was a girl named Keisha. That is the baddest bitch in the world. If it weren't for Keisha, you guys wouldn't have heard All Eyes on Me, all the other hits he did. Keisha called my office every fucking day. Every day. I'm Clark White. He need to talk to Mr. Wright. He need to talk to Sir Frank Bannon. Mike Fitness, important, it's important, it's important. I used to go to my office and everybody be laughing and clowning. Some crazy bitch saying she's Clark's wife, and so we not, and she want to talk to you, but we don't put her through. I said, let me tell you, motherfucker, something. I call her me. I said, hey, what was you doing before I gave you a job? You got a high school diploma? You got any experience? I didn't graduate from high school. You, a lot of people didn't. Wasn't working. I said, I gave you guys the opportunity to get paid every 2 weeks. I'd ask you to think and see if somebody's
paying. Yo, it's crazy. It's crazy how they made us. Yo, they made this dude the super villain, Suge Knight. Suge Knight, Tupac, Death Row Records, Death Row Records. You know, they made him such a... The dude is a good dude. Yo, these people are psychopaths, okay? I'm sitting here, I'm listening to the dude, I'm thinking about the whole East Coast. He just broke down how before they stole a deal from him, because they run the publication companies, they put him out there as the East Coast, West Coast beef, and they locked up all his business deals, $200 million. And then on the street level, they probably threw these losers some crumbs. Snoop Dogg, man, wait till the world find out that you killed their hero. Damn, that's some crazy stuff. And this dude is doing interview after interview after interview talking about how much he loved Pac and that Pac loves him. And oh my God, and the dude is in the car with a walkie-talkie and they're telling him. His homeboys don't even know that they, oh man, damn. This shit about to get real. This shit about to get real, real. You gotta understand something. First of all, let's just deal with this and thank God for law enforcement. Thank you for helping to bring justice in the situation. But put it like this. If they start putting this video go viral, Suge Knight talking about Snoop having something to do with killing Tupac, Snoop is going to either be in prison or he's not going to be around much longer. He's not going to have a rap career. He won't be able to have one. He won't be able to have one. LA is going to completely reject him. You gotta understand the politics behind this phone call. He's shutting everything down. I'm telling you. Now, it ain't even really hit yet because this just came out today. So it ain't all the way registered in the blogosphere. And they ain't tapped in yet. The hoods ain't tapped into it. It ain't tapped in. But, man, I'm telling you right here, this is going to be crazy. Because he done brought Diddy, and I'm going to play the rest of it where he bring Diddy in it and explain it how Snoop started hanging out with Diddy around the time when all this stuff happened. And bringing back into my memory, I'm like, yeah, I remember when they did that video and that interview, and I remember seeing them together, and I never really put that together. Like, damn, Snoop was a part of it. And you know what that means if he had the walkie-talkie. Understand this. Listen to what he's telling you. Listen to what he's telling you. Snoop Dogg had a walkie-talkie talking to the hitmen. This is what he's telling the whole internet. It's Suge Knight. What's going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen to Snoop Dogg? Yeah, but you know what, though? They turned everybody against Suge Knight, man. Even me, I ain't going to even lie. I used to always think that Suge Knight had something to do with it. But then I started watching. There was a couple of interviews that was done on the Tupac murder. And they always talked about how they said, yo, Suge Knight was a good dude. He said he was aggressive, but he looked out for all of the artists. You know, all the artists was taken care of. A lot of them really have a debt of admiration to him. That's one thing I realized, that he was loved. Like, he had the image of being the bully in the hip-hop industry, so everybody feared Suge Knight, you know what I'm saying? But when you hear the interviews, you know, when they talk about Suge Knight, they talk about him in a respectful way. They say that he was actually a real good dude. He went and got Tupac out of jail. He fought for Snoop Dogg when Snoop Dogg had the big case, you know what I'm saying? And he said he spent about $6 million fighting for Snoop's life, for his freedom and his career and all this and that. So, but it's just crazy how they made him this monster, for him to be coming out, putting these pieces together. What he put together is crazy. It's crazy, dog. Yo, Snoop ain't going to be able to walk LA streets. Snoop ain't going to be able to walk LA streets, bro. He won't. Because just like how I'm having this conversation, there's going to be about 1 million of these right here. And it's just going to take over. And it's just no way he's going to be able to go. You know, you got some explaining to do. And that's just what Suge Knight told him. He said, yo, Snoop, we need to talk. He put it all together. That's some deep shit. Yo, is this freaking you out, or is it just me? Am I tripping? Am I tripping? I don't know. I think this shit's crazy.
That's my decision. Next time she called, y'all better make sure I talk to her. She called and put it through. She said, I'm so glad you talked to me. Pac really, really, really needs to talk to you. He said, life threatening, he needs you. I said, all right, he needs to come see him. I said, look, I don't want to tell you I can come see him because I'm on house arrest. I'm going to go drive to my attorney. I don't want to talk to him on the phone. Call me in an hour and a half and I'll let you know. She called back an hour and a half. My attorney said, hey, we can get this. Were you taking a risk? If you walk through that metal detector and it goes off because that ankle braces, we fucked. I said, I got to take that chance because she said it's life threatening. Gotta do what I can here. Flew private to New York, had to fly a smaller jet to get to where Pac at, and then take a 2-hour limo ride to get to the prison. Very first time I seen Pac. You know, we had the conversation, I kept going back.
That's so crazy. Think about this. This is the dude who's done more good for this man, for Tupac. His career, got him out of jail. He almost lost his freedom trying to get Tupac out of jail. that he wasn't even supposed to leave because he had on a monitor. He wasn't supposed to leave because he was on the probation or whatever. He said he did all that to go and rescue Tupac and get Tupac out of jail so he can have his wonderful career that we all know and love. But they convinced us that he was the bad guy. Can you believe this? Can you believe this? And everybody loves Snoop Dogg. Do you know the new thing now is they say, who's the most famous rapper of all time? Do you know the answer to that? This is what they say in the blogosphere. Who's the most famous rapper of all time? Snoop Dogg. Snoop has... Who performed at the Super Bowl? Snoop Dogg. The man who had Tupac killed. That's some crazy shit. That's some crazy shit. Snoop Dogg got some explaining to do. Man, I pray for peace in California. It's about to get wild. I'm telling you. You ain't got no explanation of that. That's all documented. He put it all together. Damn.
Shit. Made that happen. Then when people went around and said, well, Pac,
that grace didn't mess you up.
See, if it went off, I'd still been locked up and Pac would still been locked up. But the crazy thing about that shit, right? I didn't have to do a deal with Pac because Interscope didn't want Pac anymore. They was giving me Pac contract because they didn't want Pac no more. He was too much for them. I used to walk in the motherfucking office and call them all motherfucking the devils. And they didn't do nothing for him when he was in prison. They didn't help him. So he was done with them. They gave me his contract. So I had to give Pac a new contract. The reason why I gave Pac a new contract, because on Interscope, Pac probably was getting, you know, after he paid everybody to sell him for $1 million records is like $80,000. I gave Pac $1 and then start getting $2. So if Pac sold 1 million records on Interscope, he probably would have made $600,000, maybe $500,000 to $600,000. If he sold 1 million records with me, he'd have made, you know, $2 million. Big difference. And if Pac did a video for Interscope, and they paid $1 million for a video, they charged Pac $1 million. If I did a video with Pac and I paid $1 million, I charge him $500,000 and I pay $500,000.
Now what about some of your other...
So I could always...
What about some of your other artist deals? Because a lot of people have tried to say that, you know, like that they didn't have good deals with you or whatever. But I talk about that. Right.
Okay, well, let's look at it like this. You can look at their contract and see how much money they was making. Plus, I gave all my artists money every month, from 10 grand to 5 grand a month, and bought them cars and had them place to stay and paid their bills. Nobody in the industry was doing that. On top of that, even like with Snoop, even though I paid all the shit for his court, bought him a house, all that type of shit, right? You can't go to court wearing khakis. I paid for all the troops in Dickey City and Water Court. I paid for his security. Two off-duty police officers taking in the court, make sure he get there on time. Same thing with Pac. Same thing with Ray. Same thing with Jewel.
Yo, it's crazy, yo. And then he made him the bad guy. That's crazy, man. It doesn't pay to do good sometimes. It just, you know, it just don't. Yo, that's some crazy shit. That's so crazy. I can't believe it, man. I cannot believe it. And you know what? Because they have this kind of thing with this independent wave, and all the rappers want to be independent. So they criticize Suge Knight, and they say that he took advantage of his artists because none of them own their masters and this, that, and the third. Listen, man, he put you a part of a legacy record label, backed you 100%, bought your houses and cars, paid your bills, gave you tons of money. Listen, man, that's a come up, man. That's more than what a lot of these artists, again, with these 360 deals, they don't even have that, you know? And it's crazy. They use him as the example of a person who takes advantage of the artist. And he done all that stuff for all those people. and they made him the bad guy. And then the person that they're praising and worshiping is the devil worshiping murdering maniac. Great. Wow. You know, Snoop Dogg is in some deep shit, man. Man, you've been playing with the devil for a long time, dude. Yo, the devil is betraying Diddy right now, yo. They getting betrayed by the devil. The devil is, he ain't protecting them no more. They don't have no more value. He's used you up and now he's going to discard of you. That's what he's going to do. It's crazy.
Oh, let's take Juelz. Now, Juelz never put an album out. She had a brand new Volvo. She got a check every month. Her bills were paid. I paid damn near $200,000 for the fat people surgery to get shit shut out, sucked out. And when I did Woman to Woman on her, right? Guess what? She was eating a bucket of chicken, drinking a fifth of Hennessy. If you take Nate Dogg, Nate Dogg robbed 7 Taco Bells. He must have got 35 years. I pay that $500,000 a minute if you didn't get no time. Juelz.
This nigga crazy, man. This cat said, Nate Dogg, hold up. Where, you know who Nate Dogg is, right? I just hit the east side of the hill. You know who it, Nate Dogg. You heard this? Said he robbed 35 Taco Bells. God damn. Now I'm going to listen to that song so much more differently. Cass had Nate Dogg robbed 35. What the hell? This is some crazy shit.
Killed the motherfucking man. I paid $700,000 to make sure she didn't do a damn proof.
You don't know about a lot of this stuff.
Same thing with Crump had a case. Same thing, all my artists, including Danny Boy, they was household names before they sold one fucking record. Danny Boy went to, when I was in prison, I gave Danny Boy $3-4 million. Danny Boy said, oh, I want the money back. I never asked for shit back. I didn't even talk to Danny Boy. Not only that, right? I paid for Snoop an office in Beverly Hills on Beverly Drive with his manager. He had the motherfucker any way he wanted it. Paid for his employees, all his shit, and never got a dollar back. And at the same time, wow. Dre was signed to Ruthless as a producer and as an artist. He was signed to him as a producer for the rest of his natural born ass life. And they were cross-collateralized anything he got. What that means is that if they owed him, he was only given 1 point of anything he produced. And they had the right to cross-collateralize it with anything that Ruthless lost. So if Ruthless, if they owed Trey $5, but Ruthless took a $10 loss. They said, Dre, we're not going to pay you because we lost money. And they talked for $4 loss, and they owed him money. They said, well, we're going to give you $5, but we're going to pay you $1 because it was a $4 loss. He never would have got out that deal for the rest of his life. We couldn't have did no publishing deals, none of that stuff. Not only did I take care of him,
yo, listen.
He owed me a shitload of money.
Listen, man. Listen, don't be so naive. The music industry has been killing people for years, decades. They've been killing people for years. Sam Cooke, all kind of people. These are the industry secrets of Hollywood in the music industry. So you know, you're not going to hear it unless you hear it from behind the wall or from the grave. It's the same thing. You're talking, you're listening to a man that is, in a lot of people's eyes, he doesn't even exist anymore. They've discarded of him. They never thought that his voice would ever reach the public. the information that he is dropping. And I'm going to tell you, when you really put it together, it makes so much sense now. Because there was always certain pieces that was just missing. Certain things was missing. And that makes so much sense because you kept everybody kept saying, why didn't Snoop Dogg go to Vegas? And he kept saying, we just had a feeling something was going to go wrong. But why do you got that feeling? Because you got the walkie-talkie. Damn. And you're not supposed to have the walkie-talkie unless you got security detail. But he had no security detail, so why do you need the walkie-talkie? And why did you lie about meeting his mother, meeting Tupac's mother, and going to the hospital when nobody went to the hospital after the shooting? Why did you make a complete story? This is some shit. Snoop Dogg. Low key, Suge Knight just broke the internet, man. No lie, man. No cap. Suge Knight just broke the internet. I'm telling you. You better get ready. Prepare yourself now for the future events. You know what's crazy? Somebody better pray for Warren G. Somebody better pray for Warren G. Because you know what's crazy? Warren G is the one that leaked that out. That's what he did, a whole podcast interview about Snoop Dogg getting hit on the cell. And they're telling him on the cell he's been shot. It's crazy. So listen, Warren G, Snoop Dogg just had him at a private event giving him gifts. Snoop ain't never gave a damn about Warren G. When Snoop became successful, he left Warren G as in Long Beach, California, in the hood, and went on tour with Dr. Dre and left his cousin behind. Left the same guy who got him his record deal, Warren G. You know, Warren G got Snoop his record deal. Snoop ain't never done shit for Warren G. And now all of a sudden, now that all of these facts is coming out, now all of a sudden, you want to give him a free motorcycle and a free Impala, and you want to give him all kind of, what's going on, B? Damn. I hope he ain't playing on. I'm telling you, you got to start praying for, yo, listen, man. I'm telling you. You got to pray for these people, man. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so wow, this is wild. I love it. Great.
I did publishing deals with my artists because I had a publishing company before I had any other company before I even started a record label. So I paid out of my own pocket to sign artists who never wrote one song and did publishing deals with them. I did a publishing deal with Epic.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
When I went to prison, they couldn't recoup none of the money they advanced Dre because Dre don't write lyrics and Dre samples. So they figured we're going to recoup all the money from Death Row, which they did. Death Row didn't have publishing deal, it's his publishing. That's taking my money. So when I talked to them about it, they know they owe me. This was like, Blitz, who got a deal with my publishing company, wrote California Love. California Love. Dre didn't write California Love. They still don't give Blitz his money or his credit. And we got the proof. Because he got white attorneys who don't have respect for black people. So he's sort of like the guy that go to Africa and the African's selling the black African to the white man for some gold or money, and they put them and bring them back to make them slaves. No different. Every artist on my label had a household name before they sold one record. I put a record out. And then you can tell how strong and powerful Death Row was because...
So, I don't know if you understand what he's saying when he done the publishing deal. Like, basically, they're accusing him of taking publishing from artists. But he basically saying, listen, when they signed to the label was established, label was successful. The label, whatever they put out, because they were so hot, whatever they put out was going to be successful. So he did publishing deals with all the artists. Because the artists didn't have no track record. They didn't have no record of record sales or sales, any BMI or anything. So you don't got no SoundScan record of nothing. So they're not gonna get no money because nobody knows them. Nobody knows them. So the label gives them a lot of their value. Basically what I'm saying. So it makes sense, like, and that's one thing that the independent game is just, they don't understand that he's still. Anyway, I don't know if that makes sense to you, but it makes sense to me that he's not really doing his artists wrong because he's taking artists who have, nobody knows them. They don't have any audience, no fan base. They don't have anything. And all you got to do is sing on this record and we're going to do a publishing split because the label is bigger than you are. It's actually a good deal. Publishing split is good. I think that's great. But anyway, this is great. I love it.
Great. Artists on Death Row was not in the, people don't even consider them in the top 10 rappers of all time or the top 20 and none of that shit. Okay, I just do it like this. You see how many records we sold, see how many awards I made sure my people get. Out of the top 10 rappers of all time, who do they say? Tupac. Anybody from Death Row besides Pac?
Some people might throw Snoop in there, but probably not as much.
Stop.
Where? Tell me one fucking time. Now, you can kiss ass all day. We're going to keep the truth, right? I have seen the top 10 list every motherfucking time. It's the same motherfucking people. Biggie, Jay, Pac. Rocky, we go on and on and on. Now you telling me, when they had that list come out, Snoop been on that list?
Never.
In the top 10 lyricists of all the times?
No.
As you see it today, Dave, you seen that list with him on that list?
No, he usually don't make that list.
Okay then, let's stop kissing ass, Dave. You my brother. We're going to tell the truth. Shit, half of the shit everybody got came from the homies in the studio. You know where we got Big Baby from? 3-2. Rest in peace, 3-2. I had a group called the Convicts. Mike a motherfucker. Get bad motherfucker. It was on Rap a Lot. The group was called the Convicts. It was Big Mike and 3-2. Not that cop kissing Big Mike, the real Big Mike. So look, 3-2 came to the studio. He said, look, man, I know y'all say blood. Some of y'all say cuz. Well, I'm from Texas. We don't say blood. We don't say cuz. He said, Big Baby, man. And he started coming in right. That's how he started dressing. What's up, Big Baby? What's up, Big Baby? Instead of saying blood or cuz. That's where we got Big Baby from. Not from our camp. From that motherfucker.
So how did the convicts sign the Death Row? How did they end up on Rap-A-Lot?
This is how the whole story happened. I'm glad you asked that question. Unknown told me about the convicts and said they were good. I said, man, I need these motherfuckers on Death Row. The convicts and Death Row, that's it. So I fly them out here. Lydia Harris told me, this is how I start talking to David and Michael. I was already talking to Dave. Lydia Harris came in and wanted to get some songs because she was saying she was singing.
Well, Guys, yeah, that's some crazy shit, man. That's some crazy shit. So let's just see what happens from here on out. Seems like every day kind of inching closer and closer to some type of something. But I think Puffy is just what a great victory for God's people. Yeah, down goes Diddy. Yeah, that's good. That's wonderful. Snoop Dogg, huh? Crazy. That's some wild stuff, guys. I'm really speechless, to be honest with you. I'm just like, I can't even, like, that's so crazy. It's so snakeish. Hey, Snoop Dogg is mixed up in some stuff, man. Diddy, Snoop, and these guys are mixed up in some shit, yo. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. They mixed up in the kind of shit that, the last thing they're going to be worried about is the Bloods and the Crips. That's the last thing they got to work. Yeah. You know, if somebody decides that Diddy and Snoop Dogg's services are no longer needed, boy, we'll see what happens. See what happens. Well, this is the beginning of the Fallen Star. I just thought I'd just share this with you. It's kind of, I couldn't believe it. I know what that means. Just watch it. Watch it bubble over the next couple of days. It should be a tsunami in about 2-3 days. Yeah, should be a tsunami. I don't see how they can keep this one down. All right, guys. Hey, long live Tupac, man. You know?